From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A huge wildfire has now consumed more than 100,000 acres in Southern California, just north of downtown Los Angeles. At least 53 homes have gone up in smoke. The blaze is threatening another 12,000 homes. Thousands of residents have fled. Bill Marshall is still at his home in La Crescenta. He's packing the car just in case.
We have our cars ready, which are in the driveway with all our stuff. And the reason we're staying is we have an 80-year-old mother that's pretty sick, and we don't really want to have to take her. But we will if houses start burning. Then obviously we're out of here.
Fire bosses say it could take weeks to contain the fire. It's one of 8 major blazes in the state. A powerful hurricane is heading toward Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Jimena's winds have strengthened to nearly 155 miles per hour, just below the threshold of a Category 5 hurricane. It's expected to hit the Los Cabos area today and move inland tomorrow. Authorities are trying to persuade tens of thousands of people to leave their homes. The U.S. attorney in New Orleans has indicted a former high-ranking official of the city's public housing authority. He's being charged with corruption. It's part of a crackdown on public officials as the city rebuilds after Hurricane Katrina. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports.
43-year-old Elias Castellanos is accused of embezzling $900,000 when he was chief financial officer of the Housing Authority of New Orleans. Last week, the director of the Section 8 housing program for the very poor resigned amid allegations that he received that money for his own residents. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan said during a recent visit to housing projects in New Orleans that the agency has been a concern for some time. The agency is now in the process of replacing thousands of units damaged by Katrina. It is also under investigation by HUD's Inspector General and the FBI. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Some tobacco companies are challenging a new law that curtails tobacco marketing and gives the FDA administration regulatory authority over tobacco. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The nation's number 2 and 3 cigarette makers, R.J. Reynolds and Lorillard, are suing to stop provisions of the law they claim violate their right to free speech. Those companies fought the FDA legislation while top cigarette maker Philip Morris supported it. Now the other firms say they won't be able to compete because the marketing restrictions leave them with virtually no means of communicating with tobacco consumers and that it substantially impairs the value of their trademarked logos. The new law requires the top half of cigarette packs to carry graphic warnings. It also restricts tobacco ads to black and white print and bans logo merchandise. The FDA's new Center for Tobacco Products had no comment on the pending litigation. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Same-sex marriage is legal in Vermont starting today. The state joins Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Iowa to allow such unions. They'll be legal in New Hampshire January 1st. Vermont is the first state to legalize same-sex marriage through legislation rather than the judicial process. Two men from Whitehall, New York, got married at 1 minute past midnight when the law took effect. They had been together for 17 years and couldn't legally marry in New York. The State Department is calling on Myanmar, also known as Burma, to halt its military campaign against ethnic minority rebels in the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says the U.S. is worried about the military offensives in eastern Myanmar, fighting that has forced thousands of civilians to flee to Thailand and China.
We urge the Burmese authorities to cease their military campaign and develop a genuine dialogue with the ethnic minority groups as well as with Burma's democratic opposition.
Some of the refugees who had fled to China are heading back home now. Kelly called that welcome news. The Obama administration has been reviewing its policy on Myanmar, and Kelly says that a new strategy should be unveiled in the next couple of weeks. Earlier this year, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that sanctions haven't worked as a way to influence the military junta. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The 27 members of the European Union have agreed to stop importing and manufacturing the traditional incandescent light bulb beginning today. Consumers will still be able to buy them until the supply runs out. The goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to cut energy costs. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.